Kia ora e te whānau. Welcome back to the Māori Millionaire Podcast. I am your host, Tika Hukura Boynton. I'm a six-figure business owner and I'm on a mission to bridge the wealth gap. If you're new here, welcome. And if you've been here before, you know exactly how I roll. I very much value your time. So let's just dive into today's podcast episode. Before we do that, it's very important that you understand the disclaimer that none of the information provided should be considered as financial advice, but the copy of the full disclaimer is available in the description below. Anyways, today's podcast episode is how I built a badass brand. Now, for those who have seen a bit of my journey before, when I was 18, I launched Māori Millionaire. This was the very first of its kind. I hadn't seen any Māori online talking about money so openly. Definitely no one who was as young as I was. I'm not saying I was the first. There probably were other people, but I hadn't seen their content. And so I was like, I want to create something new. I want to create something unique. And that's exactly what I did. I thought at the time, maybe I should actually wait till I'm actually a millionaire, or I should actually wait till I had done some of the things that I've since done. But I decided to actually just do it anyway. And this is step one of building a badass brand. You've got to stop making excuses and you've just got to start. I met myself exactly where I was at. I was good at personal finance and I think I've got on my notes entertaining people also, but like, I don't know, some people think that I'm a bit boring, but I think that I'm unique and I'm able to share from something that is, yeah, very different to what most young people are thinking or talking about. And I think that that's really important in doing something. You've got to be unique. You've got to be willing to be different from what everyone else is doing. Otherwise, we may as well just go to what everyone else is doing. So I didn't wait until my house was more aesthetically pleasing before I could make content. I didn't wait until I had lost weight or until I had more money. I just started with what I had and where I was at. I literally started with a logo that was I was actually speaking at an event this weekend and I was talking about how I started my business with a Times New Roman logo, whatever the font's called. I think it was that. And it was like literally two M's in a red circle and the M's were black. And if you know what I'm saying, I did not know what I was up to. I literally had this Black Power guy message me and he said my brand was cool, but he couldn't follow because of my logo, which is why it's since actually changed. So what I'm saying is like, I didn't mess around. I was like, I want to do this and I'm going to do it. And I don't care if it looks hakudara. I don't care if it's not the fanciest. I don't care if it's not flash. I'm just going to get started. I had one rule when I started out, and this was to just post every single day. I had no clue what I was doing. I didn't know how to grow a successful business. I had started businesses before, but none of them had really seen many results. I just knew that if I was consistent and if I actually helped people and if I built a community, I could achieve anything. As someone who consumed a lot of content at that stage, so I don't really consume content anymore, but when I first started, I was consuming a lot of social media content, so I knew how to create content that would actually convert. Like, I knew that controversial content tended to do well, anything that got people talking, anything that got people hating on you. So that's exactly what I did. I did things that were unique. I did things that people didn't necessarily agree about. And I was all goods with people, you know, just not enjoying it, people hating on it, people saying it was stupid. But I was just unique. I was raw. I was authentic. And that brings me on to my second point, which is around magnetic messaging. This is the second most important part of building a badass brand. So within months of launching, I had a book deal, a media company wanting to buy rights to my podcast. I had, like, my emails were flooded with speaking events up to my ears. I was just a magnet for incredible opportunities for, and which later when I started actually selling products, a magnet for sales, a magnet for just literally everything that I desired. And that is because the most magnetic messaging is authenticity. I shared everything. I used to make vlogs where I would share literally putting on my nicotine patch and taking my antidepressants because that was where I was at that stage. Like, I don't vape anymore, I don't take antidepressants anymore, but like when I wasn't embarrassed or ashamed or whatever to share it because I was like, there's literally other people who are just like me who, you know, like so many people are scared to post content because they're fat, and it's like there's so many fat people in the world, like no one cares. So I shared the lows, I shared the highs, I shared every single thing in between. So yeah, authenticity is very magnetic, and that's the first part of magnetic messaging. The next part is it's also very magnetic to share with a heart of manaakitanga. I don't believe in starting businesses solely for money. Before Māori Millionaire, it's really ironic actually because of the name of my brand, but like before Māori Millionaire, I had done this. I had started businesses just to make money. Like my goal literally was to just make money, and they all failed. And I think the reason is, actually I know the reason is, business is bloody hard. It's not an easy thing to do. Business is not something, if you want to just make money, like I would not start a business. Business is not easy, it's not a get rich quick scheme. You've actually got to want to provide a solution to change the world and to create impact. If you look at any of the most successful business owners in the world, they're creating humongous impact in the world. And so you've got to share with a heart of manaakitanga. You've got to actually want to help people. You've got to actually want to solve people's problems. And like one example of this is my book. So I've been working on my book for like literally years, 2.5 years. And you don't make much money starting, like getting started writing a book. The money comes afterwards. So like I've literally, you know, some would say voluntarily, but you know, I do end up making money, but like I've invested I don't actually know if it would be thousands, I don't know, but a lot of time writing this book without anything. I'm not getting paid for it. I wasn't even allowed to talk about it for a while until just this year. So I'd literally been working on this little side thing for 2.5 years, but it was because I knew that this book is going to change like so many people's lives. And so yeah, that's a very magnetic frequency to be in, to share with a heart of manaakitanga without the intention of like getting something out of it. It's like, I want to just do something, I want to change the world. And that's what started this brand. It was like, I could see that there was a problem because I've always loved money. Like I've always loved the idea of money. I've always been interested in why some people have money, some people don't have money. And when I consumed a lot of content of like financial content creators and things like that. And the thing that made me really sad was that we never had any Māori ones. And so like that was the beginnings of this business. It was like, I wanted to just create a place where Māori, Pacifica, Wahine, Rangatahi could come and they could feel seen, they could feel heard, because you know I've gone through similar things as many Māori, Pacifica, Wahine, you know, have gone through. And so yeah, it's very magnetic to be authentic, very magnetic to share with the heart of manaakitanga. And so the next really important piece in building a badass brand is you've got to have a miracle mindset. I stopped attaching myself to certain outcomes because when you attach yourself to a plan or a strategy or how you think it should work or how many results you think you should get from a certain thing, you're closing yourself off to a world of miracles and possibilities. I joke with my mum, you can't be a blessing blocker. Like, and one example of this is if someone tries to open a door for you and you're like, oh no, like you go, it's like you're being a blessing blocker. And when you're a blessing blocker, blessings can't float their way into your life. So you've got to actually open your heart and allow miracles and blessings to come into your life. And you do this by trusting in the process and detaching yourself from any outcomes. So when I launch something, I don't launch it with like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna make this amount of money from it. It's like, I'm gonna launch this. I'm gonna do my best possible work in this. And like, whatever is meant for me will find me. But I don't go like, oh my God, I need to make this amount of money from this. It's like, I am just so toe in that. It's like, whatever will happen, and it's perfect. It is so, so, so perfect. So the next thing about your miracle mindset is you've got to actually be consistent. People bullied me. People told me to shut my business down. Like, there were literally people in my family who questioned what I was doing, who would send me my posts and say, like, should you really be saying this? And I remained consistent. Like, I didn't let what anyone else was saying or thinking or whatever stop me from doing what I wanted to do because I believe in myself. And that is so important. If you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to achieve anything. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe, like, over what other people are saying or thinking about you. What's most important in this world is what you think about yourself. And I was like, I know my heart. I know that I'm here to help people, and I don't care if people, you know, like, so many people say, it's not Māori to talk about money. And it's like, no, but manaakitanga is Māori. And like, I'm here to help people. I'm here to change the world. I'm here to actually serve my community. And so different people will interpret that in different ways. And some people will say, oh, no, you just only care about money. And it's like, cool, I don't really care because I know what I care about. So that's really, really important in your mindset. You've got to know who you are. You've got to know what you're doing. And you've got to know why you're doing it. And you've got to be willing to actually show up no matter what, no matter what the haters say, no matter what anyone says. The next thing of building an incredible badass brand is a sales strategy. You've got to actually be able to convert things to be able to make money. And so you need a strategy that actually works. And with that, you also need a mindset that you don't give up. So my first course that I launched, I paid someone $1,500 to record it, and I literally made less launching it. My second was a bit better, but still not amazing. I literally found a journal entry not long ago because I've been journaling for years now. So I've got like every day for years. I wrote in a journal that I literally felt like a failure after that because I was like, girl, two courses you've launched and you've not reached your goal. And I was like, actually, do you know how, like, when you listen to anyone who's achieved a lot of success in business, they fail a million times before they win. And so I was like, two, like, get over it. Try a third time, try a fourth time, try a fifth time. But I actually, on my third go, I made 55K launching my course. And so the difference in results was when I used the strategy that actually worked. So I learned how to actually launch a course. I learned how to do like a pre-sale list, how to give people early access, how to give them like an early bird deal. I learned how to create content that would actually convert them. Like, I just learned the whole strategy, which is something that I share with my clients, the exact strategy that I use so that they can also see success doing it. I also had a different mindset, but I've just spoken about that. So what I really want to share with you is that you need a strategy that's actually going to work. Otherwise, you're just literally throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping for the best, which is what I did for the first like few years because I had no idea what I was doing. So a sales strategy is really important because I had the, like, do you know what's funny is that I had like, I can't even remember exactly, but like more than 10,000 followers when I launched my first course. And I was like, I would only need like a 1% conversion rate to be able to make X amount of dollars. And I was like, that's very low. But when I actually launched it and there weren't those sales, I was like, why not? Like, it doesn't make sense because I've got so many followers. Why would it not work? And the reason why is because I didn't know how to sell. I didn't know the psychology of selling. I didn't know why people bought things. I didn't understand that at all. And so that is when I actually invested in a coach that I could learn exactly how to do that. So what's really important here is that I failed. Well, you know, I don't even believe in failure, but I'm just going to say failed because that's what most people call it. I failed once. I failed twice. And then I was like, I'm going all in. I'm going to invest more than I've ever done before. And I'm going to invest more time, more energy. And I'm just going to make this like happen. I don't care what it takes. I'm just going to do it. And so there was a difference in strategy. There was also a difference in my energetics, because I was like putting everything on the table, like everything I had. I was like, here, go, I'm doing it. I am like invested a lot of money into a coach, which is something that I had never done before. I was terrified of spending money on a coach because I was like, what if it doesn't work? What if it, you know, all of those things. And I would also spend my money on instant gratification as opposed to delaying gratification, which is what it is when you're paying for a coach, because you're like, I'm investing in the long term, I'm investing in the long haul. And so, yeah, there was an energetic difference, there was a strategic difference, and then my mindset was just completely different. So you've actually got to have a strategy, otherwise you're just mucking around. Now, the next most important thing in building a badass brand is you've got to actually have content that converts. You can, as I said, I had like 10,000 followers, but no one was buying, or there were people buying, but not many buying, because I didn't know how to convert them. So after generating multi six figures online, I know that the strategy that works best is by giving so much free value and building trust with your audience. Now, that's what I was doing at the start, but I didn't know how to convert them. So I've always been just sharing so much value, sharing so much, but you've actually got to have a strategy with this. So there's no point in talking about just random stuff on your page if it's not actually what you're selling. So what it all ties back to is your movement. So if your movement is, say, for example, you are a gym coach. I don't even know. Sorry. I'm a little bit tired because I had a very busy weekend speaking at an event down south. But I'm like, no, I really want to record this podcast episode, so we're just going for it. But you've got to align the content that you're creating with the movement that you have. So if you are a health and fitness, you know, healer or whatever, like, and you've got a course, say for example, you sell a course that's talking about, I don't know, like nutrition, about like how to eat food that's optimal for the gym or for like muscle growth or something, you would create content that is in alignment with that. So it could be like, one part of it would be showing your transformation. So showing what you've actually been able to achieve based on the food that you eat. And then the next one would be like free valuable content. So it could be like what I eat in a day as someone who, I don't know, has big muscles, whatever. And then just sharing. Like that's what it's about. Content that actually converts people. So they see it and they're like, so this is what it really is. It's actually problem, solution, problem. So you try and solve a problem for them. So in that same example, it could be someone who goes to the gym, but they're like too tired to lift weights. So you've got their problem, so you provide a solution for them. So it's like, if you eat more protein, or I'm just making stuff up, I don't actually know about this stuff, by the way, guys. But like, say for example, they're like, maybe you need to eat more protein and that's going to help you do blah, blah, blah. And then you give them another problem. So it could be, but if you want to actually create a full meal plan that's actually going to really support you, then like you need to be in my course, or you need to be in blah, blah, blah. So it's problem, solution, problem. That's the content that converts. Now, yeah, that's that little piece. Now, the next really important piece of building a badass brand is power moves. So I launched a course last year and made 55k launching it. And still to this day, people are signing up. Like I think it was on Friday, three people signed up for the course in one day. And I wasn't even talking about it. It was like from old content. But this was only possible because I didn't give up after the first two times when I quote unquote failed. You know, I don't believe in failure, but, you know, like those first two times when I didn't see the results I wanted, I wasn't like, oh, okay, that means I suck. That means I can't win at this. I was like, actually, let's try again. So that's a power move. Now, I've also grown a community of more than 60,000 people online, but this is only possible because I didn't give up when I was getting bullied, when Māori told me this was stupid, when people I knew told me I should give up, when, like, you know, it's like, success is only possible through overcoming what, like, failure or not succeeding. I've lost 70 kgs, but this is only possible because I was all good eating a separate meal to everyone else for two whole years because I was actually all good, showing up every single day and moving my body, even on the days I didn't want to, on the days I didn't feel like it, on the days I was heartbroken, on the days I was grieving, on the days, like, you know, I didn't make excuses. I just made power moves. I had high sales months during heartbreak and grief because I didn't let that stop me from being someone who could expand my capacity. Now, in no way at all am I saying ignore your feelings. No way at all. That's very dangerous. But what I am saying is that I decided what I was going to do in those moments. So, you know, I, as an example, when my nan died, who was literally my best friend, I took, I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks off mahi for hutangi and just, you know, moving through the process. And then after that, I decided exactly who I was going to be. So I was going to be someone who still woke up, who still went to the gym, even though I felt like staying in bed all day, who did some mahi, who also had space for, like, literally crying and sobbing and doing the things. But I allowed myself to be in both of those worlds. So I didn't say, oh, I'm just not gonna go to the gym, I'm not gonna do this. And, like, I want everyone listening to this to also practice discernment, because there's so many different nuances to this where it's like sometimes you actually can't, and I totally understand that. But it's like, for example, when I was going through a heartbreak, I don't know, a heartbreak doesn't sound right. Anyways, I was going through heartbreak. Exactly the same. I decided who I was going to be in that. And it was actually during a launch of my course. And I did not feel like showing up on my stories and talking about my offer. But I also didn't want to go on there and say I'm actually going through heartbreak, because I didn't want to just, like, share that with the world. And so I decided who I was going to be in that. I was going to show up. I was going to give it my best. And then I was going to also hold space for what I was navigating behind the scenes. And now it's something that I am all good sharing with the world. But it's really important to just have those intentions and be clear about who you're going to be during those moments, because power moves are really important. Power moves means doing what's required of you no matter what. Aha kua te aha. Just literally no matter what. Now, this is kind of like a brief overview of some of the things that I did to build a badass brand, which has allowed me to magnetize some incredible opportunities, as I've shared. But I'm actually working on a program at the moment that's going to teach you exactly how to build a badass brand. I'm talking step by step, fleshing out your movement with brand basics, how to write magnetic messaging that attracts your dream clients, opportunities, and sales, just as I have. How to launch new offers and actually have people buy them, how to master your mindset, create content that converts, and make power moves. Now, if you want exclusive early bird pricing and early access to this program, you have to be on my email list, which is going to be available in the description below. Or if you're listening to this and you're like, I don't want to wait for this, I want to be working directly with you, I want you to be my coach, I want you to be my mentor, then you do not have to wait. Power Moves Mastermind is where you're going to get the closest proximity access to me in a very intimate group of up to 8 women. You're going to get support from me up to 4 days every week. I'm talking 4 hot seat coaching calls every single month where you get to bring forward your questions and get the guidance you need to collapse time. No more fluffing around trying to figure out things on your own, banging your head against the wall when it doesn't work. You're going to be able to learn directly from me and get access to the strategies that I've actually used to grow my business. Outside of these calls, you're also going to get voice note support from me. So this means you'll get the opportunity to send your sales pages, content, ideas in and get same day feedback on them. You'll get to bring forward challenges, mindset blocks, energetic leaks, things that are stopping you from experiencing the growth that you're truly capable of. Same day coaching, same day support that will transcend whatever you're navigating so that you can collapse time and achieve the results you want in business. This is for the women who are already making power moves but want to experience more freedom and fulfillment. I'm talking about the ability to build systems and automations in your business so that you can focus on living your life and knowing that in the background, your business is working its magic. Now, I just want to share an example of this for you. It's currently 12:25 on a Tuesday, and this is my last thing that I'm working on for like at the moment, and I'm going to head over to my nan's house after this and hang out with her and just see how she's going. There are a couple of things that I need to do for my book for today, but other than that, it's like everything that I get to do in business is from pure overflow. It's not because I have to, because I have sales, I have automations happening where money is able to just flow in. And that just, like, for me is freedom. I don't care about, I do care about money. I love money. Money loves me. But what I'm saying is that the most important thing to me is freedom, and freedom to be with my whānau, freedom to be there is insane. Like, I am literally living my dream life. Now, I'm also talking about becoming someone who's unshakable. Doesn't matter what anyone says about your business, what your family, friends, strangers think, it's something that doesn't even cross your mind because you know your power and you do not need any external validation. I'm talking about building something you're really, really proud of. Impact that changes lives, confidence that radiates your every move, power that is felt in every single room you walk into. As I said, this is a very intimate space, surrounding yourself shoulder to shoulder with up to 7 other wahine and myself, like daily coaching from me. The application is going to be available in the description below. We start in April, so you better be quick. All of the details are down below. And if you have any other questions, feel free to send me a message over on Instagram. Always happy to help you. I've also got the link in the description to join my email list for early bird access and pricing for this new course I'm launching. Everyone in my mastermind, by the way, gets free access to all of my programs and courses. So you don't have to worry about that. But yeah, join the email list for early bird access and pricing. Application for the mastermind is in the description below, plus all of my links for everything. Oh my gosh, I absolutely loved talking with you all today. I hope you all enjoyed today's podcast episode, all about building a badass brand that magnetizes everything you want in life. I will be back at you all next week with a new podcast episode. I hope you have an incredible rest of your day, and I will hear from you very soon. Ka kite!